Fervently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Purulama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratna Mandalakam Nirya Tayami. And then turn to the green sheets. If you don't have the praises to the 21 Taras memorized, and let's recite that one time. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the lotus, dear roadster born lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort come austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit. Unite on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandharvas, Yakshas. Homage with Sutra and Pesan, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in the raging fireblades. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mood. Every mass is all excited, all directions feels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on Una's most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like eon deadening fire above. Rise up, death up, joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beated, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace, nirvana, she endowed with Oman Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezeth human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the witchy letter of the shape of syllable, whom five and seven shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mic moon of devilic form, with spice book and Tara Empe, totally dispelling poison. She whom gods and their kings and the Kinnarets to honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels venturings and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to source of the spirit Yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus, endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Now, if you'll turn to the first base sheet, let's read Accepting Difficulties as a Path, points 3 and 4. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the 2 bodhicittas, through the practice of the 5 forces of quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. So after we do the Guru Yoga in either the booklet or the pamphlet, whichever copy you have, Geshe will probably chant this Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer. And he won't announce it, just start chanting it in Tibetan. And in the silver book, we are on page 22. And in the booklet, we're all on page 7. And we'll start with this Guru Yoga meditation related to Lama Tsongkhapa as soon as we stop prostrating. And in the Great Treatise on the Stages of Path to Enlightenment, we are on, let's see, chapter 6, page 109, Refuting Misconception About Meditation. While we're waiting, I'm going to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters, especially those at the Boston Marathon. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Ruth Appleby, Ron Burroughs, Claire Caruso, father of Jessica Dijkstra, Bill Johnson, Claudia Kunt, Sam Rani, Mamie Stark, Chelsea the cat, Dakota the dog, Ivy the dog, Cook the cat, Shanti the dog. Job search, Daniel Dimitrov. Prayers for health and well-being. For the well-being of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Master Guru Meikhen Rinpoche, Jetsun Losam Dalek, His Eminence Choden Rinpoche, Geshe Gyala Choda, Geshe Palden Sangpo, and Venerable Chökyula. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially those at the Boston Marathon. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Lorelei Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Becky, Megan and Marianne Burke, Ron Burroughs' family, Victoria Easterday Clark, June Elliott, Guillermo Garcia and family, Gary Goldberg, Mildred Gooch, Scott Griffin and family, Ken and Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Bill Johnson's family, Helen Kasanoff, Meredith Kilmer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lillick and family, Gary Marshall, Aaron Mervin and his family, Shelley Miller, Rishka Mitra and family, Adrian Oliver, Jameen Pandya, Jay Pandya, Jeff Peterson and family, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Faye Renard, Scooby Rodriguez, Albert Sanz, Rosemary Cease, Dion Washington, Suzanne Williams, Kathy Wormser, Judith Wormser, Zeta Psi Chapter of Pi Kappa Phi at Averett University, Loki the Cat, and Pierre the Dog. Thank you. Geshe-la has been delayed in traffic, so he's asked us to do the praises to the 21 Taras until he comes back, until he arrives. So it's on the green sheets in the white prayer book if you're not familiar with the praises. From your Sabama Bodha, the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha. Action Mother of the Buddhas of the Three Times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara, swift heroic, God's like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening semens of the Lord of the Rose Turbine Lotus. Homage, he whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limb. Relied on thy conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the Yala, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses whose Gandavas Yakshas. Homage with Sutra Impesan, disjoint false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus fists, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with Rija Mudra. Light ray masks all excited, all directions feel so adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. tarnishing with wreaths ablaze, like eons ending fire abiding, rites of left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, frees his human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot something shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Saisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Joseph is the spirit Yakshas and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, Sasar 21. So as we're chanting, let's think about Geshe-la's, the fact that he asked us to say these mantras, which is in fact an offering of the practice that he has asked us to do, and also for his long and happy healthy life. And as we hold our hands together, we can visualize ourselves holding the big toe of Mother Tara's right foot, and while we're saying these praises also. So the merit that we are accumulating by saying these praises, even though they are tainted by ignorance, and the fact that we don't have renunciation bodhicitta, will still have incredible merit for us. So start again. On my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage to Tara, swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Rose Turbone Lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with their tread and pay sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jamudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all the guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her humsa, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eons ending fire abiding, rites of left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the Seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful. She who filled his peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha. Destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded. Tearing foes' bodies asunder. Visit home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot something shakes his 3 wheels, Meru, Mandala, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Devalek form, with spice spoken Tara, empire, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their king, send the kinaras to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage, she whose 2 eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of 3 natures, Trisosus, Peace, Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, Asar 21. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of 3 words, turbine lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rosy splendid, as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph without limit. May died all my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the 7 worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worship by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, there's Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage, with their chit and pay sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with 3 Jomudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, knitting garlands of light, her full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on no month's most shine, Abhidhamma in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon denning fire abiding. Fire set flip and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the 7 levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to her with seed letter, the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot something shakes his 3 worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Devalek form, with 2 spoken Tara and Pay, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bent dreams and conflicts, homage she whose 2 eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of 3 natures, Trisosa spirits, Yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, Asar 21. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Spheroids turbine lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort commisterities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutade, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the all, Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tread and pay sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijo Mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of mirthful laughing with Tutade, subjugating Mara's dave, homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like, eon ending fire abiding, Rajseth left that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy versus peaceful, she who sealed this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amitore with say letter of the shape of syllable whom 5 foot something takes the three rows, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva-like form, whisper spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, homage you whom gods and their kings and the king arise to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts, homage you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, whisper Hara and Tutade, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, par by the set of three natures, to source the spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations thus are 21. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Spheroids turbine lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort commisterities, patience meditation her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas, homage with their tread and pay sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijo Mudra, lightweight masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of the mirthful laughing with Tutade, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon all earth guardians assemble, keep running with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage shim with streets ablaze like yond ending fire abiding. Christ hath left that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the greedy. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to a with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five and something shakes his three rows, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, with Christ spoken Tara Mpe, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bedroom dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just so the spirit yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations, Asar 21. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara Swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of three rose turban lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpus earth, Gandhavas, Yakshas. Homage with their triumphant sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her, a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jamuja. Lightway masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crowning minting garlands of mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's apes. Is she able to summon all his guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Christ hath left that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conk. The chappy verse was peaceful, she who's filled is peace nirvan, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes home a knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to a with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, 5 foot something takes his three rules, Meru Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, with Christ spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bedrings and conflicts. She who's twice bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Svaitara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion, homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, Trisosos of spirit yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So that was 7 21 sets of 21 Tara praises. So I thought that we could do the rest silently to ourselves, because I think we're going to run out of energy. We have to be able to have this energy to listen to Geshe-la's teachings. So we can just, let's just continue to do these to ourselves. No mantra. Okay. You emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curds. The King of Dharma on Lushan Losang Drapa with your sons. I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed in mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. At this time of the 5 degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In this Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So let's say 7 If you turn to page 26 in the silver book or page 13 in the booklet, and let's recite seven of the five-line prayer to ourselves. And the seventh one we'll say out loud. Page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in persons of Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Chandong Toki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gi Dola Benchu Sangye Tu Pasho Chandong Toki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gi Dola Benchu Sangye Tu Pasho Chandong Toki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuti Dagi Chen Yangi Peser Nam Gi Dola Benchu Sangye Tu Pasho
関係は突然にそうね、頭の中で、ね、全然ね、全然、この、なんだろう、ちゃんと、の、<笑><笑><笑><笑> Good evening. How are you? Yeah, so not much time, so probably we'll read some page, okay? And then, Mm-hmm. So the definitions of Dharma, you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha, the Dharma, the conventional Dharma. The conventional Dharma, or you can say Buddha Dharma or Dharma. So definition of Dharma is, you know, to something that help us to transform our mind, something that help us to transform our mind. Or another way you can say, you know, practicing Dharma. I think that's the same. I think the, what do you think? Same. I think transforming mind, practicing Dharma, same, different word, and the same meaning. Yeah, so Dharma means, you know, transforming the mind, okay? So transforming or change, transforming the mind or practicing Dharma, I think that has same meaning. So Dharma. Dharma needs to be practiced. Dharma needs to be practiced. Okay, so Dharma is for practice. Dharma is for Dharma is for practice. Dharma is for practice. It's not a good idea to Dharma to leave Dharma alone. Leave Dharma alone. So it's a Dharma needs to be practiced. So same another way to say, you know, the mind needs to be transformed. You know, so transformed. Definitely, Dharma needs to be practiced, or definitely, mind needs to be transformed. So Dharma can be practiced. Can be practiced. So. Mind can be transformed. Dharma is something that we can. Dharma is something that we can practice. Dharma is something we can practice. So it's not something that we cannot practice. So Dharma is something that we can practice. The mind is something that we can transform. So. Dharma needs to be practiced sooner than later. Okay. Dharma needs to be practiced. So it needs to be practiced sooner than later. Not tomorrow, today, now, right now. So there's the mind, you know, needs to be transformed sooner than later. So need to transform, you know, not tomorrow, today, you know, so right now. So that's, you know, this whole the teachings about Lamrim is about that, you know, so transforming the mind. So then everything that we learn from these Lamrim books help us to know how to transform the mind. You know, mind is not just one transformation, there's like hundreds of thousands of transformations needed for mind, or you can say therapy. There's not just one therapy, thousand different kind of therapy is needed for the mind. That's how we are going to transform the mind. The suffering also come from the two different things. You know, it's like sometimes come from physical body. You know, so the physical body is the very has a substance that made up this physical body. So then, you know, that in that, you know, sometimes it gets, you know, sometimes well balanced, you know, there's sometimes imbalanced, you know, they cause, you know, sufferings. Same in the mind, you know, sometimes it's kind of balanced, sometimes become enlightenment, one moment. So then everything's fine, you know, then sometimes not everything's not fine. So there's suffering related to mind and the body, mind and body. So so therefore, the mind needs to be transformed. So therefore, you know, so I think just to my, including myself, all of us, we should remind ourselves the very purpose of, you know, studying the Lamrim book is to transform our attitude, our way of thinking. So, you know, something's, you know, in reality, something that's, something's, you know, impermanent, we should not think that's permanent, that's, you know, then that's, that mind needs to be transformed, otherwise, you know, sooner or later, that mind or mindset, that kind of, you know, perceptions about things, you know, so should last forever, that kind of perceptions will cause sufferings, okay, so that needs to be transformed, that's why, you know, impermanent, that's why all these subjects in the Lamrim teaching help us. How it helps, and that's how it helps. So, so when you look at the Shakyamuni Buddha image, you know, so so you see one hand is like this, this one hand is here, you know. This is called meditative hand postures. This is called actually, it's called like this is like the indication of, you know, study. So usually it has two, doesn't have one. One is just goes out, nothing comes in, it just goes out. So then, you know, when you see something like that, then you know whatever you said. So then, how you say, walk the talk, talk the walk, walk the talk. Walk the talk. That's the hand mood of the walk the talk. You know, they see in Buddhism, there's walk the talk. So then, you know, there's whatever goes out probably should come in. Then, you know, then it's balance. Otherwise, it could imbalance. So anyway, original teaching mudras like this, you know, when you look at Lama Tsongkhapa, there's like, you know, three principal aspects of the path that you teach, and the three principal aspects of the path is not just to, you know, to it's not just as a knowledge. It, you know, it needs to be put into practice. This, you know, so this, when you do that, then it reminds yourself, you know, that. So then here, just like this, just like knowledge, the purpose of knowledge is put into practice, meditations. So, so, you know, the very, like, the founder of this path, you know, when you look at the, you know, the sitting, the positions, you know, it indicates, there's like teaching without word, you know, teaching without word. So, just like that, you know, so like, learn, need to learn, then put it into practice. So, so then I think good, you know, to good every day, to good to think. So I said last Sunday there's questions about free will. So every day you make choice, and every day we make choice when you wake up in the morning. So then you make, you know, so choice to what needs to be transformed within the mind, you know. So so then you work for that. And at the end of the day, you know, you see some progress, you know. So that makes you kind of happy, inspire you. So, you know, that's, so then, you know, that day you carry on like that. And slowly, you know. Slowly. Not just, you know, you can see difference between today and yesterday. That's how kind of too close. You know, so like, then slowly, then, you know, gradually, slowly, then, you know, some change take place within the mind, and that's like more steady, firm, grounded in the reason. Then, you know, slowly. So that's how the mind gets developed. You know, okay. So now where we stop? Page number. There's so many mark now here. Oh. Mm-hmm. So I'll read and explain a little bit. how to put our knowledge into practice, you know, how to put our knowledge into practice. The goal is, you know, to right now we have, you know, this like knowledge about, you know, so far out of 800 something page we finished 68, pretty good. So far whatever that covers into the is like, so that, you know, like chung chu, then now how to put into practice all that. So then, you know, we divide the day into sessions, the between sessions, then also night in the session, between sessions. That's how you be, you know, becoming like mindful. Every movement, you are kind of, you know, mindful. When you are in the session, of course, you know, you are supposed to be mindful when you are in the sessions. So then when you come out of the sessions, you are, you know, still, you know, mindful, you know, what you did, you know, meditation on. So then, you know, between sessions, you are still aware, you know, so like maybe remembering some words or with the meanings or things like that. So there's some kind of, you know, argument about that. So then now this is like the section there where we are now, okay? Niba chungzu tila lokto gapa nishi sura gongde da chibi shung chimbu nam menga du chawala loka machuma nam nare. So somebody out there who does not know much about, you know, so it means like somebody out there, I don't think, not in the Gautama Sutra here, somebody out there, so you know, have this doubt, you know, so like probably seeing like a little bit information about, you know, Lam Rim, but not, didn't read about Lam Rim, you know, so a little bit about that, you know, a little bit from here, like that, so there's, you know, have some kind of doubt. Lam Gumbe Cheshe, Lam Gumbe Cheshe, you like Yang Yang Mijoba, Jogun Kona Chate, Susu Tobe, Sherabji, Yang Yang, the Joban, Chisamji, Kan Michitanche. This argument is saying, oh, maybe people should not do a lot of analytical meditations. You know, it's probably, it's like kind of like distractions, analytical. Analytical meditation, then, you know, you need to think, you know, not just think, you know, think in one subject, think again, and then, like, you know, so, a lot of brainstorm is, you know, needed in order to do productive analytical meditations. It needs a lot of brainstorm in order to brain to storm. So you have to something to storm. If you have nothing to storm, so then probably you say, okay, probably I'll just sit, you know, then probably not do brainstorm. So there's nothing to storm. So that's what they say, you know. So then, like, brainstorm, then somebody out there is, like, saying, certain topic, you know, is better to concentrate, certain topic, you know, in order to, the goal is, as I say, singular, nyunga temba, nyunga madhi. Right now, we just understood. But we don't, at the beginning, people just merely understand the meaning of the word. That in the beginning, you don't have this, you know, experiential understanding of compassion. But you do know compassion, what's compassion, but you don't, when it comes down on experiences, so we don't have experiential understanding of compassion, you know. Knowing something and feeling something, there's two different things. We don't feel the power of compassion, but we do understand. So let's go. Sinju that thing is this. You know, when you think about, you know, like right now, precious human life. You know, so we know precious human life. When you think about precious human life, do you feel something? You know, do you feel something? So probably no. So. For a beginner, probably no. So So that kind of topic is very much necessary, analytical meditations, you know. So you have to analyze. Means, you know, like doing research, studying, you know, so why is so precious? And you think again, you know. So then you will gain experiential understanding of precious human life. Then when you say life is precious, it really means something for you. You know, it means something deep rather than just mere word. Okay? So, same, you know, compassion, loving kindness, impermanent. So, then the sudden, you know, like topic, needs more concentration than analytical. There's nothing to analyze, you know. There's nothing to analyze. It just needs more concentration. Okay. So that one day, if you whatever has been said in Lamrim book, you know, book, and not understanding these are kind of instructions for us to transform our mind. So then, you know, basically that's what that person's argument is about, you know, that's like, that person saying less analytical meditations, more concentration meditations. So, there's different type of thinking, you know, so like, usually people do think so many things, you know, this is, when you say analytical meditation, that means some different types of thinking, it's not just, you know, regular thinking. So that becomes, you know, distractions to become enlightened. So that's why, you know, they kind of like argument that. So Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, so this clearly indicates, you know, that person, whoever's, you know, like raising this argument, is clearly don't understand the points. You know, the points of Lamrim teaching, doesn't understand the point, the critical point, important points of Lamrim teaching. So, the importance of practice or importance of meditations, that person clearly didn't understood the importance of, you know, importance point of, you know, practice. That's a kind of indication. And Lama Tsongkhapa was quoting that Maitreya Buddha's, Maitreya's, you know, books, Dodijin, Dina Tambo Chula Dene Suji Yila Chapa Chungse, the Maitreya Buddha said in one of his texts, so this, how this text, so the Maitreya Buddha is in Tushita, you know Tushita? Tushita realms, then as you like, so Asanga, there's one of the Indian Pandit, Asanga and Nagarjuna Asanga. So he's the probably brother of Vasubandhu. They are true brothers, you know, true brothers. The mom used to be nun. She's ex-nun. So there's true child. Asanga is one of them. So Asanga went to Tushita, according to history, went to Tushita's for one morning. There, one morning is 50 years of human life. One morning. One day, our one generation gone. You know, that's just for there, just one day. Asanga went there, you know, and received those five set of teachings. So, from the Maitreya Buddha in the Tushita realms, then Asanga brought it back to our world. You know, that's how this teaching has been available. Okay, it's just history. In that one of those texts, it says, first, one should learn. No, one should learn. As I said yesterday, so hermit without knowledge is like person without limb trying to climb the mountain. Person without limb, without arm, lagdum means no arm, so they're trying to climb the mountain. No. So then there's like chuba me komje lagdum thala zabadas. The hermit without knowledge is going to be like that, you know. So tambo tula tene tsuji ila chaba Experiential understanding will come if there's some understanding. If there's no understanding, no experiential understanding. In order to have understanding, so somebody has to teach you or you have to learn. Okay, that's how this is. One produce another. That's like, it's like the knowledge is like light, light that display the not knowing what we call ignorance. So, you read, you learn something, and you think, and you think, and you think, and you think, and you think. Then slowly so say, oh, that's it. That's it. How is that? That's it, yeah. I said, that's it. So there's a concentrations, then experience understanding, okay? In order to say, that's it. Yeah, in order to say, that's it, so it requires something, right? Yeah, you don't just say, that's it. So somebody explained the Lamrim, so you never read about Lamrim, you cannot say that that's it. So this is very important, knowledge. So that's why there's so much emphasis put on study in Buddhism. So much emphasis, I say, Buddha said, all those bhikshus, all the scholars who are, probably at that time with Shakyamuni Buddha, Gelon Tagam Kenamchi. So, you should analyze or investigate my teachings. Like goldsmith, when they buy gold, they burn, they cut, they rob. That's how they define pure gold. So then I'm saying, that's how you should analyze what I said. Analyze. After that, if you find there's something beneficial, then take it, accept. Kuchin means don't accept because you respect me. Down the road, no good. No, down the road, no. So you don't check because, Shakyamuni Buddha says so. Buddha don't like that idea. Buddha is more. If you accept his teachings out of analyzing them, he'll be more appreciative that than just accepting out of respect. Down the road is no good. So therefore, knowledge in order to analyze. So there's so much emphasis has been put in the education in Buddhism. Okay. She tibet to know some jungle shut up the sushi to Hila Chepa, Hila Chepa, Lesia. Yang Tabi, Muzu to the Gomjujo or Sumbichiro. So then, experiential understanding or deeper understanding of any subject in the Lamrim, it will come in the end. Oh, yeah. Tea, Tina, Kang Yamsa Langju Tej, Tambo Shale, Nini, Shendoji, Kabache. Whatever that needs to be practiced, so first one has to hear from someone else. So then after that, whatever you heard, then you analyze, so maybe just Lama Tsongkhapa, but he's the one who's just talking about precious human life. I'm not sure what is about Shantideva, but then you Shantideva, Shantideva was also talking about precious human life. So then you say, what is about Sarah Brook? Oh, Sarah was the only one who's not talking about it. <Just joking. laughs> So they read many books, and they say every book is talking about that. So that's called Lung. So then you analyze, that's the way to analyze, so that analyze. Then you say, okay, how is about Shakyamuni Buddha, his own teachings? Then you read them, and they're the same. So then you say, okay. then you clearly understand, oh, Lama Tsongkhapa will learn from somebody else. Somebody else will learn from somebody else. Somebody else will learn from somebody else. Then this is how they learn. Then Rigbe Tsushin, the son of the Rambuji says, so like, the brain that we have, you know, that brain cannot compare with any other species on the planet. You know, so the intelligence that we have. And human is the only one on the planet that's so easy to learn, capable to learn, try figuring things out quite soon and easily, you know, compared to, yeah, some animal can be trained, you know. So, some animal can be trained. You know, somebody, you know, takes a long time, you know. So, so like that. That's very important. That's why Buddha exactly Shakyamuni Buddha means analyze. So, why is so precious? Why is it so precious? Oh, Buddha said this is precious because when you look at the cause-wise, number-wise, you know, and this all this opportunity that we have, you know. So in Buddhism, the highest goal is to not to become billionaire, but, you know, to become enlightened. That's the highest goal, you know, not to become billionaire. So then, you know, when you look at that, so then you see, slowly, so you kind of understand, you know, oh, this is, I thought this, you know, something precious. So that's just example. Okay, that's just an example. Then it can be like four noble truths, any topic. Tibet, in the rang is for yourself, from your own self, long time, you read other books, Rigpa, you know, then you like as a brainstorm, or something, Ramdhuji Ngenpa says, that's our job. Teda Chusam Ji Ngenpa, Tesam Da Tawana, Yang the other Chipa Chela. So now, before you have doubt, well, maybe it's not true, maybe it's true, I'm not sure, you know, so maybe I need to talk to my friend, maybe I need to read this, but I'm not sure. So then slowly, then you become free from doubt. So there's no more doubt. So then you kind of, you know, this thing, that thing about that again. So anything that here in the Western culture that you think about something that again? Yeah? Yes? Something like Lamrim? it'll be nice to become obsessive with Lamrim. I never heard before somebody obsessive with Lamrim. So maybe soon we'll hurt, I'm not sure. So I mean, like, do here in Western culture, do you talk about experiential understanding of something? For example,
when you get sick,
you talk to others about your experience when you get sick. Yeah, so that's also true. Yeah, because you experience the disease, you experience.
When you experience the loss of someone, sometimes with difficulties, you share a lot of your experience and you think about them.
So anyway, so like when I say experiential understanding of precious human life, does it make sense?
Yes. Sometimes we talk about having an aha moment, where there's something that you've read or you've understood, but then something happens in life and you go, aha, like I get it now.
Aha.
It's the light bulb turns on and it means more to you than just what you read.
What do you call the aha?
Aha moment.
Oh yeah. So that means good things.
Experience.
Aha means good thing.
It's because you feel it.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's good. Feel. Feeling the preciousness within the life. Feeling, then how you say, feeling precious human life? Understanding something and feeling something, that's two different things. Understanding suffering, feeling suffering. understanding compassion and feeling compassion. So that's, in order to feel something, according to Buddhism, it requires a lot of analytical meditation. Not every topic, no, but clearly the precious human life, that needs a lot of, how do you say, analytical, that's kind of fancy term, but actually that means like thinking, you know, thinking. Throughout the day, thinking about, you know, the life is precious, why is precious, how is precious, thinking, you know. So then that's what it means, analytical, you know. Meditation means, you know, making your mind familiar with that, you know, the preciousness of this life. So that's good. So then, as I said, you know, so that's like, what do you call, then the store that you buy one thing that tastes like butter. I can't believe this is not butter. I can't believe this is not butter. Then one day you will say, I can't believe this is not precious. So, you know, so that's exactly, that's what we need to know. I can't believe this is not precious. No, but you don't, like, now it very much sounds like precious, or tastes like precious. So, so that's good. Aha moment. So deeper understanding, that's our job, you know, so that we need to think through different quotations, different, you know, the code, and, you know, different, you know, like brainstorm, okay? Then you know you are kind of now free from doubt. You have so lot of doubt now. You don't have doubt. Then after that, you know, think again. Shabala gom. So then that's called meditations. The Lama Tsongkhapa clearly said. Before doubt, before free from doubt, that's not called meditations because you are not quite sure whether it's precious or not precious, you are still not 100% sure. So then you thought about, then finally you say, oh, it is kind of, you know, this kind of tastes like butter. Can't believe it's not butter. So that means free from doubt. So then, again, you don't stop there, then you think again. So that is called meditation, you know. Tripa chabala kom, komba she seve. Sometimes then you analyze, sometimes you just, you know, pause, you know, say, you just, you know, pause. So that's called concentration meditations. That's how the mind gets transformed, okay? How's everybody doing? Doing good? So far, does it look like nobody's head's falling down? Oh yeah. So in my monastery we have one neighbor, the monastery. So there's one elder monk, senior monk, who's now escaped from Tibet. So not very educated, but there's different types of monks, and some of them well educated, some of them, you know, like not well learned. And some of, you know, those, so now he's already passed away, so from Tibet. Somehow he very much liked to teach. You know, he very much liked to teach. But he don't have a lot of students. So then every house, you know, has, you know, the senior monk who look after the young monks. Young monks, they're like, almost parent, you know, parent, they look after their, you know, education. So then our one neighbor, you know, so he really liked to teach. Then, you know, he's like, there's no, usually if you are well educated, then you have a lot of students from outside your house, or from other house, a lot of them come. If you don't are not well educated, so then, you know, the only student that you have in the house there. So then he's, you know, very serious teaching, you know, that kind of trying to explain. He's kind of enjoying, you know, teaching. Everybody there. No one person is listening. Everybody's kind of, you know, they have no interest. So anyway, so make sure it's not going to be like this. Yeah. I do get excited to explain Lamrim, you know, so that's for sure. So then, you know, make sure that you also have, you know, some, yeah, you already show interest, so that sure that interest doesn't get tired. So, so then I'll read probably now, came here too little late, maybe I'll read four more minutes, then stop. Okay? How does that sound?
As long as you feel good.
So that's, no. Then at least we'll probably end up almost now finishing one page, almost. Tata chusam inyeba che de tata tala yanda chiba chana gomba she sewe yangyang jejin gomba ta mijibu chogom nika gwe de so tersam chi so out of this class I'm hoping there will be a lot of, you know, future teachers to teach Kadama Center, you know, so this is kind of like advanced class. No need to rush, but no need to very, very slow down. I will, you know, just to make you happy, I will read a little bit here, a little bit there. Tūsāṃjī, this part is kind of important, you know. Tūsāṃjī, tēlā pāpātī, mī jūpār, jūpātā, sūsūtōpā, chīndī kōpā, nīgāndāvī chīdās. Sometimes, some topic that you learn doesn't require, first of all, there's nothing much to analyze, you know. So then you just concentrate, okay? So there's some of the topic do require a lot of, you know, has a analysis. So then it's important to do. Teta na gom tamje jogom tu joba ni pe na nedo chiksu neshi. If somebody out there, meditation means concentration. That's all what meditation means. There's no other, any other meditations. Meditation means concentration. That's all. So what Lama Tsongkhapa says, somebody out there who's thinking like that, that's going to be like, you know, picking up one piece of grain. Nedo chiksu ne du tamje dikona inus, all the grain is like this. That's what you're saying, you know. So that means, all meditation means concentration. That's the same, it's like the same as picking up one piece of grain and saying, this is all the grain is like this. So, nedo chiksu du tamje dikona inus. This is like old example, you know. Teya tujungi je, teya je tujungi je, sherab jungun tu chuba tujungi sherab. Wisdom developed by hearing something. Wisdom developed by thinking something. Teya tujungi sherab jungun tu chuba ta. Before wisdom produced by hearing, you need to hear. Samjung Isharangundu, in order to, the wisdom that produced by thinking or analyzing, so first you have to analyze. In order to analyze, you have to, something to analyze. If you have nothing to analyze, then you know, there's no, that's on. So that's how this order, you know. Samjung Isharangundu, Samba Dogwebe, Dogwebatar. Kumjung Isharangundu, Gomba Dogwebe. So the wisdom that produced by meditations, and that, you know, before that, meditation needs to be done. Gomba Dogwebe. Shadab teni gombar jume chiro chiro. Teta chena gom jang che. Gom gomjungi shadab gundu dhuyo gomba te samjungi shadab nyeba chaba teni gomba chaba yinres. What you are meditating on, something that you've been thinking about. What you have been thinking about, I've been thinking about something that I heard, I learned. That's why. Samjungi shadab le gomjungi shadab juwa suma yinres. Tena tuba chena mang tena tuba. Therefore, tuba chitam mawa tsam to tele jume sheram mawa, te mawa tsam to samam mawa. So like more knowledge, more wisdom, no, there's more to think about. Te mawa tsam to tele jume sheram mawa. Then there will be more wisdom if there's more things to think about. Okay, so this is all talking about Lamrim. We are not talking about thinking something, you know, like, beside Lamrim, so, okay. Generally speaking, less thought is good. So that means, what do you mean less? Less means less negative thought. No, less Lamrim thought doesn't mean good. No, less other unnecessary think, unnecessary, you know, like thought is less of that is good. So how you can do less of them? Or simply, I don't like the way I think. That's not good enough. That's not going to stop. No, so nobody likes. No, nobody likes. No, even somebody who's thinking negatively, that very person, they don't like their thinking. Their thinking also. You know, so then you have to know, like I say, if you don't like the water is too hot, you don't like. So just simple thing, I don't like, it's not going to change. What you can do, you can do something. What you can do, you pour more hot water, cold water, then it will, you know, balance the temperatures. So, so that's exactly, you know, countermeasure. Even the water, you know, needs countermeasures. It's just simply, you know, saying, I don't like, so this is not going to change. that's the start. Start, oh yeah. Tuba chidong di tena maang tena maang di juye shira maang, tena shira maang su kumbe nyamsi lemba, di maang na juye ngoba di yudu dhubi tsu maang yasi. So then you have there's so many different ways, you have a lot of resource when it's come down to negative thought. Not just one, you know, countermeasure, there's so many different ways to look at, you know. Nje, kumbe chidong di juye tene, tuda ni tena pawa di gombe chi mimba, tuzam ji tena pawa di gombe chi mimba, chi goja chio ba tsam da, gomna shen teta deme chi gomna ni chusa shen tu teni chusa shen juwa shen so tesa said no tu ne sheba chubi guba ya cheba yinbe so Varlama Tsongkhapa said not here, not probably some not right here this page but some other page, the very purpose of learning is to put into practice. Okay, very purpose of learning is to put into practice, and that Lama Tsongkhapa said that based on some other texts, Shantideva says, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. What Shantideva said, you know, Luigi did not cheer much, Tisum to be Chichipe, maybe Lama Tonsi never done a pendulum. So we need to put, you know, whatever we learn, we need to put into practice. Otherwise, simply reading the prescriptions that's prescribed by doctor, simply reading the prescriptions will not cure the disease. No, so that's the same. So just learn just to argue, you know, just to argue with somebody. Oh, so my friend is, you know, he or she has a lot of things to say about Buddhism, so I better learn something, you know, to challenge. So just learning something, that just, you know, like I say, debate. Also, I heard, you know, like somewhere in Bangladesh, one of the universities, they teach Buddhism to challenge, to debate. You know, so that also happened in Tibet before 1959. Some Chinese, they come to Tibet to study Buddhism just to, you know, as to propagate the communist theory. When you talk to them, it turns out they also know a lot of Buddhism too. So they kind of get, you know, kind of like, you know, generally speaking, the people who does that, they don't have any zero knowledge of Buddhism. So all of a sudden now somebody who has a lot of knowledge of Buddhism or saying that the communist way of thinking is, you know, very good, then you're kind of like, oh, kind of, you know, like there's a lot of people that learn, so should not be like that. Okay, should not be like that, this learning more. So then, so now, you know, when we come down to practice, oh, I should make appointment with Gishigele to ask him, you know, so some of our practice. So I'm the PCP practice, that's fine. I'm talking about general practice, not the PCP particular practice. So then it's going to be like this, you know. So we've been studying Lam Rim in the Wednesday night class here. So when it comes down to practice, then you are looking something to practice. So that's going to be like, you know, so you are thinking about to participate in the horse race. Then you have been training yourself with the horse in the one particular track. That you become very familiar with the track, you know, that your horse become very familiar with the tracks. when it comes down on competitions, then you run somewhere else. So very purpose of training to win. So that's like been using that track. So then when it comes down on as a race, then you use new track. Then it's going to be like that. So that's why. So putting that this very purpose of learning to put into practice. So lama no devala mandu and miguchi chari and level more juros. Tehdaki ne mato be tasu dosho sam jide cho la mandu jamba shida shunga jamba. Ye majeba ni tadu duba shiba zin nyamila ni minyong wa tada. Shien duba shiba di chu nyemba da tadu so chena sandu shiba lu nyemba nam ten chaba juwa yino. So I will stop here. Like one page, finish. So there's one question, and this is for very, very important question, why monks shave their head? And monks shave their hair. I don't think monks shave their head. They shave their hair. Huh? Shave your head?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So, really? This is called. Oh. That's kind of interesting. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, have a wonderful night.